While studying Chinook salmon in the Bering Sea, researchers have found themselves in the wake of an unlikely killer of the prized fish. Andrew Seitz is a researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks who spent the past several years studying Chinook salmon. He says the first sign of foul play came from satellite tags used in his research this winter. The tags gather behavior and migration data for the salmon, taking temperature and depth readings every 2 minutes and relaying that information to researchers by satellite. Seitz says those temperature readings were what alerted him to the fact that something was, well, fishy.
The temperature went from between, about 45 and 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and it jumped up to 65 to 80 degrees in the matter of, well, a couple minutes, and there's no water temperature that warm in the Bering Sea.
Seitz says he knew immediately what happened. His tags and the salmon they were attached to were in the belly of a warm-blooded predator. But he says the mystery didn't end there. Marine mammals, much like humans, have a body temperature between 98 and 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That means the salmon weren't the victims of a seal or a sea lion.
Which leaves one suspect, and that's the salmon shark.
Salmon sharks are closely related to mako and great white sharks and are one of the few fish able to keep their body temperatures warmer than their surroundings. That would allow them to pursue their favorite prey, even into the icy waters of the Bering Sea. Still, Seitz says he was surprised to find the sharks in northern waters during the winter, adding that predators could be a factor in Alaska's increasing trend of low king salmon returns.
It's too early to even speculate on whether salmon sharks are actually having population-level effects, but it's certainly worth considering, and the impact of salmon shark predation should certainly enter the conversation about what is controlling or influencing abundance of Chinook salmon in the Bering Sea.
Seitz says he plans to further investigate the impacts of predation on king salmon by deploying more satellite tags from a Japanese research vessel this summer.